Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
DeAndre Hopkins met with the media after signing his one-year contract with the Ravens.
DeAndre, about, I think people have been sending that picture of Lamar and Derrick Henry and saying, how many touchdowns can this trio total? Do you have an answer for that?
Man, hopefully enough to win a lot of games. You know, to win the games we need to win. So I don't have a number, but hopefully, you know, more than a little bit.
How excited are you to reunite with Derrick?
Very excited. Derrick is, you know, like family. You know, Derrick and I have a long relationship. You know, we talked today, actually. Well, you know, his trainer and, you know, myself, you know, we all work out together down in Dallas. You know, his trainer called me earlier while Derrick was working out. He really didn't say too much, but that's Derrick. You know, he's grinding.
You talked to Lamar yet?
Oh, yeah, I talked to Lamar a couple of days ago. Just ready to get to work. You know, not really much need to be said. Just, you know, let's get to work.
How much did him being here, and you know, obviously you've been open with Patrick Finnegan with him, like, is that the sole reason, or what played into
that? Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, Lamar, you know, being the leader of this team is, you know, part of the reason that I came here. You know, what he stands for and how he's led this team and this organization, you know, to the playoffs in multiple years. And, you know, since he's been here, you know, just how he's, you know, just led, you know, any receiver group he's had. So I think, you know, that played a big part of me coming here for sure, Lamar being the quarterback.
How did you coming here sort of come together in those couple of days? Did you guys have a sort of a short list of teams that you identified going into the process, or how did it happen?
You know, obviously, you know, I was in Kansas City, you know, so you know, we really, you know, didn't, you know, do too much, you know, thinking that, you know, possibility of me being back in Kansas City. But once we, you know, found out that, you know, I wouldn't be back in Kansas City, we made, you know, a list, and the Ravens was the first team on my list.
DeAndre, I know you're coming off of being with Kansas City, getting to a Super Bowl for the first time in your career, and I know it's only been about a month, but what do you take away from that experience? What do you learn from that experience that you now bring here, not just for yourself, but with teammates who the goal here for several years is to get over that hump and get to a Super Bowl?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, I started off in Tennessee, then went to Kansas City. So, you know, I had best of both worlds being, you know, with the team that wasn't a contender, and then going to a team like Kansas City, who was obviously, you know, we played in Super Bowl. So, you know, a lot of lessons that, you know, I can give to a lot of players, especially on this team, you know, being in the game that they were in last year, you know, almost, you know, basically, you know, about to play us, but, you know, almost doesn't get it done in the NFL. So, you know, I feel like I can give a lot to this, especially this receivers group, you know, and guys in the locker room as well. You know, I'm pretty sure there are some guys who's played in a Super Bowl, might have won a Super Bowl here, you know, but, you know, for myself, you know, if someone asks, you know, obviously I'm here to help and, you know, make everyone better.
DeAndre, you mentioned the guys you're going to be playing here with, you know, the receiving room with Zay and Rashad, and also the tight ends, you know, have a lot of good receivers. Have you given thought to your sort of fit and what, you know, your specialty is going to be in the passing game?
I haven't really given much thought. You know, this is my first day. I just came in, you know, signed my papers and did a little workout, you know, and met with you guys. So, you know, I really haven't given it much thought. You know, just really wherever I can be used is, you know, doesn't matter to me.
What do you know about the receiver group that you're joining, the guys in there, and have you spoken to anybody?
You know, those are some very talented young receivers. Those guys, Zay, Bate, you know, the tight ends that we have, marking those guys. I think, you know, well, the receivers specifically, you know, they're young, fast. And those guys go out and make plays. They're exciting to watch, you know, but I don't know much about them outside of, you know, just what I see on the football field. So, you know, just looking forward to, you know, just hanging out and learning more about them.
Jumping from the offense that's led by Patrick Mahomes to now one with Lamar Jackson, what was your mom and your family's reaction?
I mean, obviously excited, bittersweet that we couldn't, win Kansas City last year, but that's football, still grateful for the opportunity. But they're excited. My family's big fans of Lamar.
DeAndre, you've been in the league 12 seasons, going on 13. What is it about your game that you feel like still allows you to be so effective?
I would say, how I'm able to get open. I've never been a 4-3 or 4-4 guy, but I'm able to make plays on the ball and get open and contested catches. I feel like that's been something that, I've been able to excel in, and just, I would say my knowledge of defenses as well. Playing 13 years in the NFL, you learn defensive coverages and how to get open, and you kind of know what the defense is doing sometimes pre-snap.
DeAndre, when you mentioned like 13 years, not a lot of guys get to be getting into that. But when players get to that, the question comes, how much do you have left in the tank? I mean, what would you kind of be your answer to that?
How much I have left in the tank, I take it day by day, honestly. I really never thought about that or looked forward to it. They say you'll know, when your body gives out on you. And it hasn't given out on me yet, or for me, I feel like gotten close. So, who knows, man? Who knows?
DeAndre, you coming to Baltimore, it's kind of been a rumor every offseason for like 4 years now. How much did you, when you're doing your research, deciding where you want to play, do you call former and current Ravens, kind of talk to them about what it's like? Is there something about this organization, other than obviously the quarterback and being contenders, that was really attractive to you?
Coach Harbaugh, man, Lamar, all those, Derek and I talked throughout the year, and that's one of my best friends, he keeps it honest. So for myself, it was, man, a couple different things, coach, from the head coach down, man, I feel like everyone, they compete, they're dogs, and I feel like this organization, this team matches who I am.
Yeah, can I get back to what Jameson was asking about your experience and left in the bank? I mean, do you take some inspiration from what Derek did last year? Because he was getting some of those same questions, and running back turns 30. What about his campaign last year maybe kind of pushes you to do more?
Oh man, Derek is definitely an inspiration, not just to myself, but I think everyone in the league as well. For a guy, who plays running back in that age to do what he done, it's very rare. So, I can't say that he's not an inspiration. He's definitely an inspiration. But for myself, I don't look at really not one single person to motivate me to keep going. I think, when you play football, you have to have it within yourself, and you got to know who you are.
DeAndre, I don't know that every free agent comes in and gets a workout done before their introductory press conference. What made you do that, and is your workout routine, do you feel like part of what's allowed you to still be productive at your age?
Oh, for sure. My workout routine has changed throughout the years, but it's definitely been a key part of me still being able to come out and, play at a high level. At the age of 32, I'm not sure, why you wouldn't, work out if you have a weight room this nice, or, you have the chance to work out, so for myself, I just like, working, man, just when no one's looking, if that's, at my house at night, but it's definitely been a key part of me, still playing, and also my diet, it's not just the workout, but it's everything else.
Do you have an influence from Derek?
Nah, I'm a little older than Derek, but Derek, Derek definitely, being in Tennessee with him, he's picky about what he eats. You won't see him in the cafeteria, going through the line too much.
Do you remember when Lamar kind of first busted onto your radar screen, and you maybe thought, well, that could be fun one day?
Man, I was watching Lamar when he was at Louisville against Clemson, and I remember, this was when Clemson, I think, might have won a national championship, and Lamar was giving a run for their money. I was like, who is this guy? And I think I started following his career after that, because obviously I went to Clemson, and Lamar was a couple plays away from basically single-handedly beating him, and I was like, man, this kid's gonna be special.
What about his game? About Lamar's game that most impressive to you?
I would say his football IQ. you know, outside of his running ability. You know, he only threw 4 interceptions last year, if I'm not mistaken. It takes a very very high IQ at the quarterback position for that to happen. And that's very impressive. If you play football, you know, that's not easy to do.
How much did that weigh in your decision when you're considering, like, where to go? Is looking at, obviously, the Marsh talent speak for himself, but looking out at the quarterbacks?
A big part of my decision, obviously. You know, Lamar is, you know, known for running, but, you know, watch film, and, you know, I was watching YouTube highlights of this offense, kind of get familiar with it. You know, he makes some incredible throws, and some of the interceptions, you know, as a receiver, you know, you got to take responsibility yourself. So Lamar is, man, he knows how to thread the needle. So I think for myself, that was definitely a big part of the decision.
Hey, DeAndre, Lamar typically practices with his wide receivers, tight ends, during the offseason. Mm-hmm. Have you spoken with him, and would that be the plan for you?
Yeah, I spoke to him, and you know, we'll get up when he can, when we can. You know, he's a busy guy, so is myself, but, you know, I'm sure we'll find time to work before we get here.
DeAndre, I know you played through that MCL injury last year.
Mm-hmm.
Was that any kind of limitation for you just going through and coming in?
No, it wasn't, man. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't something that I had to play through. It was kind of, you know, something that happened, and, you know, I was able to play week one. And, you know, I would say after my first week of playing, you know, it's kind of, you know, really nothing that bothered me. So, you know, I felt good, man, throughout the season.
Didn't feel like you would need surgery for that? Just kind of feel
like no, I had surgery on my right MCL like maybe like 7 years ago. And, you know, so, you know, I've had an MCL surgery, so you know, I'm definitely one to ask if you got an MCL problem.
Do a couple more, or are we good?
Well, I have one more, DeAndre. Just from your journey going from the Texans to Tennessee to Kansas City, how do you think that'll help you with, like, adapting to? I guess what have you learned that'll help you adapt to different organizational cultures, teammates, systems?
Yeah, I've definitely been around a lot of players, and, you know, even Houston, 7 years there, seeing a lot of people come and go. You know, it's part of it, you know, just accepting it, accepting your role and your job, and, you know, me being an older guy, just embracing everything, and you know, embracing the questions from the younger people. And, you know, it's a business. You really can't take it personal if you get traded or you get released or cut. And so for myself, you know, just having gone through those things, it's, you know, my first trade, I would say, wasn't as easy to accept because, you know, I was young and I'm like, I'm at the top of my game. Why would they trade me? But you realize, you know, after a while, it's a business, and you just got to embrace it and, you know, not take it personal.
What stands out most to you about Todd Monken and his offense?
Shit, they're winning, you know, and he knows how to get guys open. And, you know, it's offense that's worked, and it's still working.
When did you realize you stepped into that leadership role in your career?
I would say, like, year three, when I had an older guy come in, and, you know, he was asking me questions, and I was younger, and I was like, wow, you know, I guess I am, you know, what they consider the number one receiver. So I would say it was early in my career.
You talked about your experience different places. Earlier in your career, you've been places where you were the guy.
Yep.
Here, there's a lot of guys.
Yep.
How much do you think that'll help you playing with so many guys, and how much do you think your experience will help you deal with it if one day you're getting 2 targets next day?
Well, you know, I've definitely been in situations, you know, past couple of years where I only got, you know, a couple of targets. So for me, it's really never bothered me. And, you know, I embrace it. You know, I love that, you know, there's a draft every year for the organization to draft the guy. That's part of football, and you have to, you know, realize and understand this is a business, and that's how it goes. So I love it, and, you know, the guys that are out there, they're gonna get open like they have done the past couple of years, and hopefully I can, you know, give them a couple little tricks to help them, you know, advance their game a little more. You know, if there's something that they're doing, you know, I'm sure, you know, I'll ask, like, you know, what are you doing I can add in my game? Because you at this position, you never want to feel like you know everything at the receiver position, because there's always little things that you can learn from a scout team guy or a rookie, and that's how you get better.
All right. Thank you, DeAndre.
Yep. Thank you.